Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you're blessed today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have right now under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. Just give him thanks for the things that he's given you, and recognize that he sets the days side by side in order that we find nothing past him. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. But the point is to find God. I'm just thankful this morning. It's funny, like God works with you, and there's an appointed season. We are doing well right now as far as our business and as far as our life, and there's a building going on right now. And I just want to reach out to those people that are going through it. Keep on leaning on God. Continue to lean on God. Continue to work with God. Every time that I was going through stuff, I would always write down my prayers. And man, if you read these things, they were like, God, why? What am I doing something wrong? Is there something going on? Your acts do not dictate whether or not God has, whether or not you're under the grace of God. Your acts do not dictate the way that God looks at you. Now, the things that you do in this life, they do affect, but not the way that God looks at you. If you have children, or for me in my case, I have nieces and nephews, a niece and a couple nephews. There's nothing that can change the love that I have for them. You know, sometimes they do things that are not good. Sometimes they act in a way that is not appropriate. But that doesn't change the love that I have for them. And it doesn't change the love. Anything that you do in your life, it's not going to change the love that God has for you. Continue in the path. Continue to work. Continue to do your thing. God's going to take care of it. I want to go through Ecclesiastes this morning. And again, I love the book of Ecclesiastes. I love the book of Proverbs. If you want little bits of nugget, it talks about heeding the advice of God. If you want to get to know God, heed the advice of God. These are very, very easy principles you can read and start to apply in your life. But if you go to chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes, verse 10, it says, I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. I have seen the business that has been given to the sons of men to be worked on, essentially. Verse 11, he hath made everything. God hath made everything beautiful in his proper time. And it's proper time. It's on God's timing. It's not on your timing. And once you get to know that, if you follow God and you follow what he says and you continue to work, knowing that you're working for God, you're not working for your boss, you're not working for the business that you are, you know, giving your labor towards, you are working for God, and it's God that's going to deliver. He hath made everything beautiful in his time, in its proper season. Also, he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. It's funny, because once you go through this stuff and you work and you deal with it, I can look back now and kind of laugh at the things that I dealt with. And what God moved us through, for me it was financial, that pressure, I've never felt that much pressure in my life. But it formed me. And now as we go through times that there's a raised sense of pressure, I've already experienced it. I've already gone through the trials and the tribulations in that particular part of my life. So I know that God's going to come through. Deep down I know it. And if you're going through something, once you get to the other side, it's going to be the same for you. I promise. Verse 12, I know that there is no good in them, in God's works, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. You got to enjoy your life. You got to enjoy the things that you're doing. You got to enjoy what you eat. When you sit down, give thanks to God. If you sit down with your family, give thanks to God in front of your kids. It's our job to teach our kids to believe in the name of his son, to believe in God, to have a foundation, a principle based on God. Life is about that. But there's nothing better in them than to eat and drink and to enjoy the good of your labor. And when you start to put that in your mind and start to look at life through the prism of that, it's about rejoicing in the moments you have with God. Verse 14, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that man should fear before him. Have a strong reliance on God. Start to go to God. Start to declare your prayers. You're going to start to see a change in your life. And when you get to the other side, you will be so blessed. And I know it because that's where I am. Continue to set your mind, your purpose, your life on the thing that matters. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray to God, not to Jesus Christ. Lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. There's a lot going on, and I just pray that you take care of every single thing that needs to get done, that the things that are important, that you prioritize those things today and show us kind of what we need to do and what needs to get done first. I pray for my brother and his knee, that you just take care of that situation, for everybody that I work with, that you take care of them. And I'm just very, very grateful for the people we have surrounding us. And I pray today that the everything that's being built, that it's done well, so that we're not, so I don't have to redo it. And again, I just thank you for your believers. I thank you for the people that are out there, that you just take care of them and just give them a hedge of protection, and just for a great day today. I lift up everything to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.